Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Attacking Third, a CBS Sports Soccer podcast. I'm Sandra Herrera, here today by myself with a special guest, Nolisa Roman, joining us today on this special edition interview. We're so sad that Lisa can't be with us, because we're joined back by friend of the podcast, Lynn Williams, United States Women's National Team Olympian, NWSL star forward, and now literally the current forward for the current. Lynn Williams, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm excited. I'm excited too. Listen, I love the energy that you brought to this episode. If you're listening to this on audio, Lynn Williams is hooking us up with a tour of Melbourne right now. She's like the hardest working person in this industry by far, doing this in a car in Australia of all places. It's a delight to have you back. And of course, welcome. We did chat a little bit during 2021, during the NWSL playoffs. And while it's great to have you back, got to check in. How have you been? How has your off season been? Holidays? How's that been going for you?
Yeah. Happy New Year to you as well. I've been amazing. I've been down here in Australia. That's where I'm in the car right now, having Marley Uber me around, basically. So thank you for allowing me to do this in the car. But it's been amazing. I love Australia. I love being here. I obviously love it that Marley is here and we were able to see each other. We hadn't seen each other in 21 months. So it's been a much needed reunion. I was playing with Melbourne Victory down here. Great club. So just honored and gracious for them to allow me to come and play for such a short stint. But they really let me feel like a part of the family. So I'm just really thankful to them for that. And I really have nothing too bad to say. I'm feeling like my happy meter is all the way filled up.
Good. I like that. Your happy meter. That's nice. I love that. Yeah. I love that.
How are you?
I hope I'm doing all right. I would say that maybe my happy meter is filled all the way up too, honestly. I was excited to ring in the new year, because it's like always, it's always the moment where you get to the end of the year, you try to finally find some time to reflect, right, on things that have occurred for you, or maybe think about things that you wish you could have done differently, or things that you want to improve on in the future. So I'm gonna agree with that. My happy meter is pretty stacked as well. In terms of looking ahead a little bit to this year, some big news for you was just announced a move away from the East Coast to the Midwest. You're going to be heading to Kansas City. Congratulations! It was announced this week on Monday, January the 10th, when all of the announcements on socials kind of went live. So I was wondering if you would be able to take me and our listeners sort of behind the scenes in your processes of this trade. How did it come about? How does a conversation look like? Does it look like you making initiating conversations with your own personal team and then saying like, hey, like you talked a little bit about getting out of your comfort zone. Walk us through the steps and how this type of trade gets completed.
Yeah. First and foremost, you know, it's a pretty bittersweet trade. I'm very excited about, you know, going to Kansas City, getting a new opportunity. I'm going with Kristen Hamilton, who's already there, who I played with the Courage, and Haley Mace, and also Sam Lewis. She was just traded. So I think I'm like very excited to be there with girls I played with at the Courage. But at the same time, you know, the Courage was my home for the last 5 years, 6 years, maybe, I can't really remember. I'm like losing track of time, but, it's bittersweet. It's a place that I've called home. I've had so much success there. I've had a lot of like ups and downs, and, truly was like a family to me. But I felt for me in my career, it was time for me to make a trade or go somewhere else, get coached by a new coach. You know, just kind of get out of my comfort zone a bit. I think when you're in one spot for too long, you get comfortable. And I think in the world of sport, you have to get out of your comfort zone in order to push yourself, to grow, to for me to try to be the best Lynn soccer player I can possibly be. And that came with me asking for a trade. As sad as that is, I felt like it, at this time in my career, it was the best thing for me. I feel like in the past, I have maybe made decisions based on my friendships and saying, I don't want to leave this group of girls and it's so amazing. I love it here. And part of me knew this time would come. It just happens to come off of the back of a pretty mentally exhausting season. But yeah, so, you know, I asked for a trade. The only thing I asked for was to get closer to home. I feel like in my career right now, I'm at a point where not only want to challenge, but I want to be able to have my family come out to my games. I want to be able to be in my niece and nephew's lives a little bit more. And I feel like I've put in the work to deserve that. And so that was my only ask for the Courage, was to try to get for them to get me closer. And so I ended up in Kansas City. You know, I am super excited about that, though. And it happens to be where, like I said, Sam is, and Kristen and Haley, and get to continue snacks in the same location, so we don't have to worry about time difference. But that's basically how that went. It was nothing about the club that was bad. It's not that I didn't want to be a part of the club anymore. I just wanted to challenge myself. And I think this was the right step for me right now to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the timeline of a pro athlete has a deadline sometimes, right? And
exactly.
There's only so many opportunities, right, to try to go out and seek different environments. And that's going to happen for you in 2022 in NWSL. And you mentioned about being reunited and having familiarity with obvious teammates, you know, Kristen Hamilton, Haley Mace, and of course, the all-important, you know, reunion of Snacks co-host Sam Mewis. So looking forward to that as well. But you know, even without getting into the market quite yet or getting reconnected to prepare for the 2022 season, how helpful is that sort of familiarity with these players as you go into sort of a new environment?
Yeah, you know, I feel like if I was a little bit younger and going into a new soccer environment, I would have been way more nervous. And I think you're always going to be nervous going into a new team and knowing that they've already established themselves a little bit. But having Sam there, or knowing that we're both going to be there new, knowing that Kristen is there, and having that just sense of home, I think everybody wants that feeling. You know, I was open and thinking I was going to go to a whole new team and not know any teammates. So I had already prepared my mind that I needed to, like get comfortable with being uncomfortable. But I think just having Sam there is like an added bonus on top. Having Kristen there is an added bonus. It's not something that I was expecting, and it's just, I feel like God has given me a gift. Like I'm so excited to just be playing with them again. I, you know, me and Sam talked about it, and who knows, like maybe I'll never have to play without Sam again. And I think that that's super exciting. And, you know, I think she makes me a better player. I think she makes me a better person. And I hopefully she would say the same things about me, but yeah, I think when you want to get out of your comfort zone, but you don't want to be thrown into the deep end. And I think this is a way for me to get out, but also still feel like a little sense of home and normalcy. And it will probably be a good balance between, like life and soccer, because you have to have that balance to stay sane. So
Yeah, it's really nice to hear you speak with such enthusiasm and excitement about it, because when it comes to the Current, they are doing a lot of really exciting things. Honestly, it's something that we've been keeping an eye on ourselves over at CBS Sports. And this is a franchise that's made a number of announcements over their offseason, whether it was getting, you know, acquiring somebody like Sam Uys and then introducing you, but also, you know, doing a lot of things in the front office, bringing in Cammy Levin, a former NWSL player, as general manager, you know, making the announcements of, you know, how they're going to be playing their home games at Children Mercy Park for 2022, while also unveiling plans in the future for like the first ever NWSL Pacific Stadium downtown. There's a ton of excitement brewing around it. And that also includes, you know, introducing a new head coach in Potter. So kind of some ties there, maybe a former U.S. Women's National Team assistant. Do you have a lot of familiarity with the new head coach, or are you looking to sort of get in the ground level and sort of have this fresh start continue?
Yeah, first of all, that was like a very long list of things. I felt like we were going to go on forever with Casey, which it's is, so I think, much. A very good sign.
I almost feel like I might have left something out. People will let me know.
No, it's a good sign. It shows that they're really investing in women's soccer. And, you know, they've said that they want to be the best women's organization in the world. And the steps that they're taking to do that, it seems like they will be. And I'm really excited to be a part of that in the beginning stages. Back to your question about the coach. You know, I have had some interaction with Potter, but he was more of like on the scouting side with the national team. So, you know, I haven't really had him as a coach in that role and as like a head coach. I think that when you, no matter what, if you're assistant or not, once you step into a head coach role, it's, you know, things change. You have to make the game time decisions, all of those things. But I'm excited for him to join, and I'm excited to see him as a head coach and just see where it goes. I think that the amazing part about this is that we're all pretty new. And so we're going to be able to grow and build something together as a whole. And I think that's like really exciting. You get to mold and basically sit down and say, what kind of team do we want to be? What kind of coach do you want to be? And we get to do that together.
You know, outside of the soccer things and the player acquisitions and the front office things for the Current, what is it perhaps maybe about Kansas City specifically as a city that you're possibly looking forward to? You know, we hear a lot so often about the iconic barbecue. Have you had a chance to talk with Sam Uys about it all? Maybe some things that you guys want to get into the city and try out?
Well, definitely the barbecue. I think that I need to know the difference between North Carolina and Kansas City barbecue, and then I'll make my decision on which one's better. Nice. As well as, you know, California, Fresno, we have some good barbecue too. So I have some like high expectations. That's probably going to be controversial saying that, but just saying, California, Fresno makes a good tri-tip. I'm going to throw that out there.
Nice.
But I'm excited for the barbecue. I'm excited to see how the coffee scene is. I have heard that like people in Kansas City are so prideful about being from Kansas City. So I'm like curious to know, like, is it just because you're from Kansas City? Is there something about Kansas City that makes you feel that way? I don't know. I'm excited to just experience all the experiences.
That's part of like what happens when you go into a new place, right? It's the adventure that kind of you want to tap into and sort of get those new experiences. And I'm sure we'll maybe hear all about that as part of Snacks when you're kind of trying to take over the city with Sam. But I guess maybe another congratulations is in order as well. Again, with all these announcements, not just the Current, but head coach Flacco Andonowski of the United States Women's National Team unveiled the January camp roster. And of course, your name is listed. What was it like? Did you have to take that kind of call in Australia? Was it something that you had a conversation with him prior to?
Well, it's actually just an email. You get an email saying that you're invited. So I got my email a little bit ago, knew I was going into camp, super excited about that. And yeah, I'm excited for this new year, this new opportunity. I think that you can never take an invite into the national team camp for granted. You know, I was there before when I didn't get invites, where I've had invites for years and then didn't get one for a whole year. And so I'm just excited to be going, to be growing with this new group of players and a new opportunity to hopefully show what I've got to offer But yeah, so I'm excited. I can't wait to get back, get going again. I feel like most people are like, oh, I haven't played soccer in a long time, but I have been. So I'm just excited to continue to play.
Yeah, right. Some of us in the media actually were able to sit down with him on a call as the roster got announced, and he just sort of echoed a lot of the similar things in the past, where a lot of these more recent international windows and now this January camp are kind of being viewed as like opportunities for some of the younger players to kind of get out there and get more looks to be evaluated. And you're somebody who has sort of found themselves in that position before, sort of the new kid on the block, right? Having to make an impression on a coaching staff. What sort of like advice or, you know, words of encouragement would you maybe give to some of these players sort of trying to go out there, get a run out, stay competitive and make an impression?
Yeah, I think you just need to, you know, it's harder said than done, but like run your own race. Just make sure you're focusing on you. I've spent a lot of years trying to compare myself to other people and, you know, trying to be molded into somebody else. And I think what's the beauty about the national team is you're there because you have something special that nobody else has. Obviously, everybody there is going to be good at soccer, but the one thing that you go in to do is it's going to stand out from everybody else. And so I would say just lean into that and be confident in that ability. And then just bring it every single day, you know, just soak it all in. Don't take it for granted and just be in the moment. That's all I got.
No, I love it. It's you know, I'm taking in some of that advice as well, even though I'm not going to national team women's soccer camps. It's good advice. You know, we're still here in January and we're still bringing in the new year. And like I kind of mentioned at the top of the episode, these are always like that weird window of time where it's like the opportunity to maybe look back or set goals for oneself and try to make those improvements or maybe build off of something that you were working on in the past. And even for 2021, I mean, for yourself, you know, going to the Olympics, you know, heading to the Tokyo Games, winning a bronze, you know, scoring a goal, making it to the NWSL playoffs once again, you know, for the almost like the millionth time in your career, right? Now you're going to be heading to Kansas City Current for the 2022 season. What is one thing from last year that maybe stands out to you the most in terms of your soccer career?
Oh, I think I would just say resilience. I feel like I'm a pretty just resilient person. And able to try to find the positive in any negative situation or any tough situation. You know, thinking about Tokyo, I didn't initially make the 18, and knowing that I was going as an alternate, I tried to find the good in that situation. And then when the roster opened up, I think if I was before thinking negatively, I wouldn't have been ready and prepared mentally to go into those games. And then coming back into the NWSL season, you know, it was a shit show of a time. And I think every single team could say that. Probably every reporter, every podcaster can say that about the NWSL. And I think for the courage, you know, we were in a pretty bad situation. We didn't win, but getting to playoffs, I think, shows how resilient we were in those moments. And with this new opportunity, I think it's going to show, hopefully, that I'm resilient again to be able to go into a team and, you know, hopefully have some success. Obviously, I can't tell the future, but that's what I'm hoping for. That's what I would say is just like just believing in myself and showing like how resilient I truly am and that I can find a positive and a negative. That's what I've learned about myself.
Yeah, you know, I feel like resilient, that was like really the power word that we heard a lot from a lot of teams, a lot of players who we had interviewed on Attacking Third during 2020 for sure. And I love that at the beginning of this, you kind of kicked it off with, I think, a much better word, which is happiness. So I'm hoping for that in the league and for all the players and even for those of us who have to cover, because you're absolutely 100% correct. It was tough. It was a tough year to cover on our end as well. So in terms of maybe sort of honing in and then keeping it, maybe using another word like hope and being hopeful. Looking ahead at 2022, maybe what's one thing you're actually looking on, focusing on, whether it's in your game on the pitch or off the pitch?
You know, on the pitch, just continuing to grow, continuing to like soak everything and learn. I think that it's weird. Like I've become more of a veteran player, even though I don't view myself like that. So how can I you know, just continue to blossom into the player that I want to be. I feel like I still have so much room to grow. And off the field, just continuing this like life soccer balance. I think that if last year didn't teach me anything about happiness and just needing to be happy off the field, then I don't think I've learned anything if I haven't learned that. And so just finding that balance of on-field success with also off-field success and happiness as well.
I love that. I think that's a good thing to close out on for right now. I want to thank you for joining us, Lynn Williams. Appreciate it so much. Safe travels back to the States. Safe travels in Australia as we're
still working from now. Thank
from
you.
Guard. Yeah. Congrats again on the big trade to Kansas City. I want to thank all our listeners for listening. As always, we always like to thank them before we exit. And just remind everybody that we're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you listen to your podcast shows. We're also available as video. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Visit youtube.com/exactly30. And leave us a rating on any of those streaming services where you find us on. And we will be back on Monday with more coverage and more interviews across the league. For Sandra Herrera and Lynn Williams, this was The Second.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.